hangs out all the time. And he comes up with these ideas that usually are totally unusable. He has no instincts to what is appropriate for the radio.
Right.
I mean, he thinks of some things that are, like, all right, funny, but, you know, they're not the greatest. And, but he came to us with an idea that we actually thought was okay. We thought there was no way he'd be able to do it.
Very high concept.
Very high concept. And with street audio, high concept is generally a kiss of death.
Right, the simpler the better. Is usually the rule of thumb.
So Sebastian had this idea that pimp.
Not unusual?
Yeah, not unusual.
Because you're very pimp-like.
Yeah, you're very pimp-like. You're like a pimp for the Aryan Brotherhood.
Right.
And so Sebastian wanted to play a pimp, and he had this idea that Fat Kid would be his prostitute. And they had lingerie that you'd get panties for free if you bought one pair or something. So he took Fat Kid and his prostitute to get fitted for lingerie. Now, you went to a mall, you went to a lingerie store, and here is Sebastian and Fat Kid, pimp and prostitute.
How are you doing? You working? I need some help. Can you kind of explain the whole deal?
Okay.
Basically, I run a male escort service. Sometimes they prefer our clients to be dressed up, be cross-dressing, and this is one of my fat hoe right here.
Okay.
I'm having trouble making it look good. It's a problem.
Okay.
So can I just see what you have? I mean, we don't have to try anything on. I just want to take a look.
Yes, those that you have right here are these.
All right. I mean, he doesn't make that much money. He's pretty gross. I mean.
What do you mean?
Hey.
Shut the f*** up, kid.
All right, so.
Okay. Now, wait.
Now, here's what's happening is that every time Fat Kid says a word, Sebastian's smacking him square in the face. Can you rewind it, like, a little bit?
Yeah, let me see.
Every time that that Fat Kid says anything, Sebastian, you're smacking him in the face, and you're smacking him as hard as you can, right?
Right, yeah, because he can't be talking back unless he's spoken to.
Okay, so listen to this again. They're at the lingerie store, and Sebastian's got to keep his pimp hand strong.
What size in general would you say? A girl, woman his size.
I'll go.
Oh, you're too far.
Oh, too far?
Yeah, you're too far.
Sorry
in.
About that.
I'm sorry that I made you.
Yeah, this system sucks for, like, trying to edit something.
Can I see what you have? I mean, we don't have to try anything on. I just want to take a look.
Yes, those that you have right here are these.
All right. I mean, he doesn't make that much money. He's pretty gross. I mean.
What do you mean?
Hey.
Shut the f*** up, dude.
I mean, he clocked him.
His glasses were falling off and everything.
I like Fagin. What do you mean?
Sebastian's just loving hitting him, too.
We were in the middle of the store, right there at the front entrance. We were getting looks from all around.
All right, I can imagine.
I'm sorry. I want to hear once.
I just see what you have. I mean, we don't have to try anything on. I just want to take a look.
Yes, those that you have right here are these.
All right. I mean, he doesn't make that much money. He's pretty gross. I mean.
What do you mean?
Hey. Shut the f*** up, kid. You've spoken to, all right?
All right, but you did speak to me.
I was talking to the lady. Basically, I need something that needs to look appealing, but also needs to kind of cover up all the fat. You see what I'm saying? What size in general would you say? A girl, woman his size.
I'd go extra large.
Extra large?
Extra large?
Did I just not say shut the hell up? Talking out of your order. I mean, you see, he's freaking disgusting. Talks back all the time. Please shut the hell up. Alright, can we like look at some of this stuff?
I mean, this is just our pink section, what we have, and
I'm not a big fan of.
What did I say about that? Shut the hell up. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Go on.
Okay. If you want, you can look back there at other thongs if that's what you're looking for. Strings.
See, actually, I gotta take a quick phone call. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a camera show or something?
No. He just brought me in here. I mean, what would you do? I just need the money. That's all. What would you do in my situation?
I don't know.
Oh,
this
God,
lady,
that's funny.
She took off. She took off. She left, and she went to the back, and she would not deal with us anymore.
Was she crying in the back?
She never came back, and we found out later that she had been bawling in the back in the back of the store.
Because male prostitution is a very sad thing.
What? That kid sounds like a beaten hoe.
Yes, he does.
He totally does. Completely. So, okay, fat kid, I mean, he was really hitting you, it sounded like.
Oh, he was rapping me hard.
And the first time he did, what did the woman do? I mean, did she have a look of shock?
Yeah. Her eyes just got big, and then she could not believe what she was sitting there watching and witnessing. And for him to cuss at me that way right there in the middle of the store, she could not believe it. It actually scared her. She was physically shaking.
When he
left, she got out of there and called somebody else over to deal with us.
Okay, in this second clip, the first employee you know has left, and now someone else is coming out to help them. These people at this lingerie store are very, good employees. They will help even the ugliest of male prostitutes and the meanest of pimps.
So here we go. Okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Where did the other lady go?
She wants to handle something in the back.
All right.
Did you guys come in looking for anything particular today?
Yeah, he came in with me. He wanted to get some stuff because I work for him.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Did you guys come in for anything particular?
Did you talk to her? What did you tell her?
She asked a question.
About what did you say?
I told her I worked for you.
Doing what?
I just told her I worked for you.
Damn it. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm going to be honest with service. And we don't like them to talk to anybody outside of their job.
So you guys
want to
pick up two panties?
You got to understand that a fat hoe like this isn't going to make that much money.
I'm going to introduce myself. I'm the manager.
Hey, I'm Sebastian.
Nice to meet you. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Jeremy.
Shut up! I talk to you and you talk to me. You don't talk to anybody else, all right?
I'm more than happy. We're going to definitely assist you today.
All right.
I just want to let you know that we do have other clients in the store, so just speak the language to make sure that our women feel comfortable shopping here.
You can understand, like, I don't tell you how to sell panties.
Oh, no,
I really don't think you should be telling me how to treat my hosts.
Unfortunately, we do have certain standards and types of behavior that we expect from the store.
If you didn't talk back so much, this would not be a problem. You understand that?
It's not my fault. I didn't
say the problem they have is with the language. There's a man hitting another guy in the store, and the problem she's got is the language may affect.
Well, first
the
of
language
all,
may affect people.
They're buying lingerie for a fat
yeah.
kid. There's another guy hitting him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's many levels this is wrong.
And the problem is with the language is a little rough, guys. There's other customers.
Do that?
Yes, you were talking back to begin with? Shut the hell up.
I'm going to ask you gentlemen to go ahead and leave. We're calling security right now.
I didn't do anything.
Shut up. Don't talk.
Sean, can I get security in here?
Look, I'm not trying to harass
you. No, it's fine. I just can't have this behavior on my store, so I'm going to go ahead and ask you.
What's your problem?
It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault.
Shut up! He does it all the time. He doesn't earn me any money. He talks back all the time.
Don't look at me.
This is the dumbest idea for a bit I've ever heard.
But it's funny
as hell. It's like the stupidest thing I've ever heard. How could you not think you were on a hidden camera show? Like, you know.
Because I was so convincing.
The fact that this guy who's obviously like a college student.
Yes, and he was walking around the office yesterday. He's walking around the office yesterday, okay, in his pimp getup. And right, did you see it? It's like a black suit and like a sports shirt.
Unbuttoned, like unbuttoned. His middle of his chest. Yeah.
It looked like he came from a disco in 1987.
Oh, man.
That was like the dumbest idea for a bit. It was hysterical.
Oh, that's, oh, God, nice work.
Oh, all right, that's
very
funny.
Good, very good.
Very good.